Imagine Ahmed, the Egyptian, in his home during the second plague. A frog sits perched atop his dining room table. Ribbit, ribbit. Ahmed remembers well what happened the last time he hit a frog. Sages tell us that every time the Egyptian struck at a frog, it split into more and more frogs, creating more and more noise. Ahmed says to himself, don't do it. It's trying to drive you crazy, but you can outlast it. Ribbit, ribbit. Be strong, Ahmed. But Ahmed can't sleep at night. He can't think straight during the day. The noise is incessant. It's relentless. The frog doesn't stop for a moment. Ribbit, ribbit. You can do this, Ahmed, he says to himself. Just ignore it. But he can't. Ribbit, ribbit. He begins to plead with the frog. Please, just for a moment. Can't you leave me alone? Frog smiles politely back at Ahmed. Ribbit, ribbit. In a fit of madness, he grabs a stick and he strikes at the frog. He knows intellectually nothing good is going to come of it, but he's irrational. He's angry. He's so annoyed and frustrated and irritated. Doesn't know what else to do, just trying to make this frog stop. Our children often ask, as children do, they want our love, they want our attention, they want answers to their questions, they want ice cream. And they will ask over and over and over again until they get it. They're relentless. They're persistent. It's how they act. It's our job to remember the beautiful lesson of the frogs, to picture the image of Ahmed, irrational, angry, striking at a frog, completely counterproductive. The more he lashes out, the more frogs he creates. We want our homes to be a place of peace, to be quiet, to be full of respect. When we lash out at our children because we're so frustrated, we're so irritated, it's completely counterproductive to what we're trying to create. Our children will be children. It's our job to respond to them with respect, calmly, consistently. I answered that question already. The answer is no. I don't want to discuss it again. If we say that with a smile consistently, we'll train our children, it's not worth asking over and over again. We will not change our mind, and we will not lose it along the way. Our children are not plagues. They're the greatest blessings that we have. When they act as children, we need to remember not to act as Ahmed, but to treat them calmly, to treat them with respect, and to treat them with consistency, that the answer we gave is the answer it will be, and we will calmly always respond to them the same way. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.